bring DJs from different shows together, while one to know more, listen to Active FM Live.
Active FM Radio has never been better. Welcome to the live stream. You've got Jamie Musadi, and I am not alone, but today it's not my awesome co-host, Nindeni. I'm sorry, I'm kind of a traitor today, but I'm with...
What's up, guys? This is Calvin from The Love Show.
Oh, hell no. Hell no. You can't even say it right. Calvin from where?
What's up, guys? I'm joking. This is Calvin. I'm the house master, and I'm on The Love Show, and I'm on the sporting base.
I don't know why he thinks he's like on The Love Show. Nindeni, did you hear that, my friend? Ooh, it's happening. They're claiming your space. Well, anyway, man, we have got an awesome live stream in store for you today. And today, we are talking about the passing of Chad Boswick. Chadwick Boseman. How did I get that name wrong? I feel like it's your influence. Chadwick Boseman was the actor that played King T'Challa in the movie Wakanda. And in this week, we've got the sad news that he did pass away. Yes. Yeah. Have you ever seen Wakanda? I know I asked you this before, but I want everyone to know. No. Tell us what you said before. Because I feel like you...
I've seen him. I've seen him before. I've seen the guy.
You've seen him. Have you ever seen the movie?
No.
So, are you a Marvel movie fan, by the way? Okay, DC versus Marvel.
DC!
You disgust me!
Guys, this is a DC world. We are DC
fans. Oh my gosh. Okay, can you comment? DC versus Marvel. Personally, I'm on Team Marvel. I am so on Team Marvel. I used to be on Team DC because of Wonder Woman. Because she was my favorite character when I was growing up. But I mean, Marvel's got all the cool guys.
You know what I'm saying? No. What do you mean? We have the cool guys, man. I mean, we have Superman. Guys? Superman is there. Batman is there.
But those movies were so, like, not even great, hey?
No, they were okay. We have Robin. You know what I'm saying?
I think DC's nicest thing is the Joker. But the characters keep dying, and that's... never mind. Too soon for that joke.
No.
But...
That's what normally a DC hater would say. I'm a Marvel hater.
I feel like your best character... was the Joker.
No. No. It was Batman.
Do you agree with me? I think DC's best character was the Joker. And then they just came and thought they could throw some shit and bring Aquaman, which lasted a few months. And you know, we're back to Marvel.
Well, she clearly doesn't watch.
Because Marvel bought in Endgame.
She clearly doesn't watch DC movies, guys.
No. Did you not hear it? Endgame. Ended that game.
Yeah, but that was like last year, man. I mean, this is a
and
new year.
And we're still
year.
Talking
Why
about
we...
it this year.
Yeah, there's movies we're still talking about in Marvel. Batman vs. Superman.
Nobody's talking about that.
No, just because she's a chick, she hasn't watched it, doesn't mean nobody's talking about it. There's a
Batman
lot of guys.
It didn't even have the hype. It really didn't have the hype.
Do you even know there's a movie coming out of Batman?
Nobody cares.
You see? That's my problem, guys. This is a DC hater.
Who cares?
Right there.
They've got a Batman movie coming out. Did you even know that? Comment if you knew. Because I didn't know, like, nobody
cares. We have Wonder
cares.
Woman releasing a new movie as well. And she doesn't know, but she likes Wonder Woman.
Let them just
Woman.
Say they're releasing any random character out of Marvel movie coming out. And you will see the hype. You will see the hype.
Not all of them, though.
DC is okay, man. But I feel like Joker needs to have his own movie again, like a whole movie for Joker.
He's too much. He just adds spice to everything. Everything is already too much, and then the Joker just does this.
No, the Joker was the Joker. I mean, I feel like in the movie Batman and so on, Joker was more of the main character than Batman himself, but I won't say much more than that. Anyway.
But we know the Joker, guys, that's, DC. Honestly, we know, according to those comments, we're going to be able to tell which... platform is the best, you know what I'm saying? And I'm saying DC.
Please
so
comment below. DC
like
versus Marvel.
And don't say Marvel because she said Endgame. If you liked Endgame, cool. But think of the movies you like and then check which characters are from which.
You sound like a politician. Don't look at the color of my skin. Focus on what... You sound like a politician.
No,
it is what it is.
I'm just telling them what you're doing. You know what I'm saying to say.
It is what it is. If you like Marvel, you like Marvel.
She's speaking for everyone.
You like Marvel. Marvel's the best if you ask me.
We have DC fans sitting here.
Marvel wins any day. Well, anyway, we were speaking a little bit about Wakanda earlier, and there are some misconceptions. I know Wakanda, basically, it's a movie about Africa, an African society, and they've got a Marvel superhero coming out of that African society, and then everyone thinks Africa is some bush with dust, and then you find out that they've got, like, the most high-tech technology. They've got a substance, I don't want to call it a material, called vibranium, and they're doing crazy, crazy, crazy amazing thing, and Africa is actually way more developed than they think that it is, which to an extent is true. And today, we're doing a Mythbuster. We are unscrambling your minds with some of the things y'all think about Africa that don't happen here.
Mm-hmm.
That don't happen here. So...
Mm. I'm sure there's things also you think about of other countries that don't happen.
I think that's true as well, you know, because we watch TV and we think in the movies it always happens like that. But there are some things that we're like, doesn't make sense. Okay, so if you had a friend coming from, let's not say the USA, let's think maybe Switzerland, right, coming to Africa, what would you tell them about Africa?
Boerewors.
What is boerewors?
Yes, we have boerewors.
But boerewors is nice, eh? And it is native to South Africa.
Yeah,
I think
it is.
Everyone else
is
like sausages,
yeah,
and stuff.
You just introduce them first to culture. That's actually our...
National meat.
National meat, yeah.
It's our national meat. Okay, so...
Other countries speak about their national food. Like, for instance, I was listening to the... Like, as in... For Congolese people.
Oh!
I forgot they said it.
It's Bondu.
Bondu,
oh,
and...
Like,
I forgot the other one.
I'll tell you about Bondu just now. That is a finisher. Anyway,
so then, for South Africa, what would it be?
Okay, for boerewors. Boerewors is like a sausage, but it's stuffed with beef.
I don't
right?
know.
And we normally cook it over what we call a braai, which is, you know, that hot stand. It's what y'all call a grill. Another place,
yes,
we call it a braai.
Yes.
A myth about Africa is stuff like we don't have internet, we don't have elevators,
well,
like
we don't
have technology.
We don't.
Yeah, so we're streaming to you via witchcraft.
Yes.
I just find it insulting that they think we don't have internet. I'm just like, when they ask you, don't you have internet? Also, the misconception that they think everyone lives in a shack or a shanty house. Like, have you... Okay, so that does happen. It does happen, but it's not everyone.
It's not everywhere.
It isn't everyone, yeah. I don't know.
So, Jemima, can I ask you a question?
Yeah,
What do you think when you hear the word Nigeria?
Nigeria.
No, it's in here. Specifically Nigeria.
Nigeria.
Yeah.
I think the movies. I think Nollywood. Nollywood is so dramatic. Woo! Oh, my gosh. And I feel like I keep seeing the same actors over and over again, so I feel like I know them by now. But also, I don't know, their storylines are so juicy. Oh, they're so juicy. So I think of Nollywood when I think of Nigeria. I'm thinking about Nollywood.
What else?
What else I think about? I don't know if you've ever had Nigerian food. Hey! Pepper soup.
Yes, I've heard that.
Bitali. You don't know. Egusi. I love that stuff. I love Nigerian food.
Egusi. Isn't egusi...
It's egg, basically.
Isn't Congolese... Egusi?
No. Dude, no. Okay, why would you say that?
Egusi.
On live television.
Bangwa.
Who? Okay, but we have egusi. No, we have. They have. It's good stuff. And then they make their pap with semolina, I think. I think they make it with semolina because it tastes different. And it's smoother. The nice things there. What I think about it. So I have a question though about Nigeria.
No, I was just asking because I was just thinking,
what do you
what
think about when we say Nigeria?
No, I just think
what do you think about when we say Congo? By the way, if you don't know, I'm from Congo.
I think of big guys, very big guys. Mostly the guys I know from Congo.
Big.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think of all the guys we know who are mutual. They're not big.
Well,
except one is quite, yeah.
Wait, what I know of here, specifically, a lot of big guys that are Congolese.
Okay, I can think of two now.
Well, she's too slow. And I think
big.
Of...
They're not... Unless you're talking about big something else.
No, as in guys. I'm talking specifically guys now, not girls.
What do you mean big? Like they're tall? They're...
As in their body, I don't know, naturally.
Okay, wait. Big or...
So...
I don't know what other kind of big you could have.
Have you seen white people? There's a white people. So not for girls again. For guys. You find this guy, he's 12 years old, but he's your height and he's bigger than you. That's what I'm talking
about. Tall. Oh, okay.
So they are. That's Congolese people. Congolese people. They're big in body.
No, man. There's a lot of us that are skinny, man. Like guys.
That happens to white people a lot as well. That's from what I've seen.
I think it's just in the genes that they're like that, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about, though. Because I'm trying to think of every Congolese guy, and I know a lot of Congolese people. Like most of...
I know a lot of them. The one who cuts my hair.
The one who cuts your hair.
He's not big, but mostly where he is, where he is specifically, there's a lot of Congolese.
Yeah.
That are big.
Well, another misconception about Africa is that we all, speak the same language. Or, we all speak the same. Now, we have the same kind of, what can I say? The ancestor language, or Bantu Tals, that's what they're called. Come from, the same kind of language, but they're so different. Our languages are so different. They're not the same at all. At all. How many languages do you speak, by the way?
Three.
Which ones? English?
No, actually, I speak a lot, but there is languages that sound similar.
Yeah, there are languages that sound similar, but
Sotho,
not all of them.
Pedi and Tswana. So those three most words would sound similar.
And then Zulu would be completely different.
Yeah, Zulu. Zulu is close to Xhosa.
Is it?
I don't know.
I thought they're so different.
Okay, but
have you ever watched the Xhosa?
Xhosa is just you.
The Xhosa, what do you call it? The weather. You. I'm sorry, my Xhosa people. I love you. But when that guy's trying to tell you what the weather is, I don't know how you hear anything. Because all I hear is but it's also because I don't speak Xhosa and I can't understand anything. And I've tried to watch so I can learn the language, but they're so fast. Yo, it's such a quick language. It is so fast. But yeah, I guess it's a lovely language. The clicks are so nice.
Yeah.
The clicks are so nice, I guess. Yeah. All right. What other misconceptions do people have about Africa?
We're a poor country.
Yeah, Africa's
not
a country.
That is not true.
I have heard that. Have you ever seen the people Africans that move to other countries and then they go to people on the street and they start asking them questions is Africa a continent or a country? And then they say Africa's a country. We're just where were you educated? That Africa is a country. Okay. Yeah, the poverty in Africa. Now, there is a level of poverty in Africa, but there's also an extreme level of entrepreneurialism. A lot of people start up their own businesses all the time, everywhere. It's so common. I mean, young people have their own businesses. They're selling clothing. They're selling food. They're doing social media marketing or something. We have a lot of that, people who are very entrepreneurial. So there is a very high poverty rate in Africa compared to other continents. But I also want to say, if you're going to say other continents, then we're going to look at maybe Asia as well. Because Asia also has India and other places. So, but anyway, there is the poverty, does happen in Africa. But it really isn't as hectic as the world makes it out to seem. As if every African is poor.
No.
Oh, but also our poverty is different from their poverty, hey?
Yeah. Plus, they like me, especially people from other countries. I'm not specific, but when they make videos about Africa. You always have to see a small boy without a t-shirt.
You know?
Small pants, they're dirty. No, literally, go watch African videos that's been made.
And then there's the infamous fly.
They clearly get the wrong part of Africa.
The disrespect.
Yeah.
Yes. No, man. I do see those videos, the Africa videos. And we do get, there is poverty in Africa. We know our business. People, we know. But, guys. But you make it look like the whole of Africa is living in dust.
In every country, there's poverty. You just need to go to the right area and you find poverty.
And also, what is considered poverty in one country is not considered poverty in another country. For example, I would hear of Americans, if they tell you their stories about how they've overcome poverty or homelessness and so on, they'll tell you they're homeless, but they're sleeping in their car. You have a car. You're homeless. You have a car. You're driving. Vroom, vroom. There you are, I roll up like that. But you are poor. In our country, if you have a car, you're at least upper middle class. Yep. If you have a car. for you to have a car but not a place to stay doesn't make sense, because normally where we come from, people get a place to stay first and then they drive.
You can still get a place to stay if you have a car. You sell your car.
Do you get what I mean? And then pay off the rent for the next 6 months or something until you've got, which makes sense where we come from. Yeah. But it seems like in other places in the world, but they buy their cars first. Doesn't conglomerate in my brain, but I guess that's just how they do it then. What else about Africa? Oh, yeah, that everyone is sick. This whole thing that it's yes. HIV, it's AIDS, it's sick.
And it's always the skinny boys, you know what I'm saying? It's not that they're sick, it's they're skinny.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know, sometimes I think when they shoot videos, yeah, they find this boy's play. And then, like, yeah, he's dirty. He's dirty. And then, yeah.
Yeah.
It's horrible, though.
Yeah, yeah. I think Africans as well, we carry a pride. Africans are, I don't want to say prideful, because that would sound terrible, but we have a thing about being African. We like being African, I think. Well, there's this part. I know, like, with Congolese people, they're very patriotic. Yes, you can say that, patriotic. So it's a lot of it is about how you present yourself to other people, keeping in mind that you can't embarrass your family or embarrass your people. You know what I mean? Have you ever been in those conversations where before you leave the house, your mom's like, when you get there, you mustn't eat this. You mustn't do that. You mustn't do the next thing. And then while you're there, they'll offer you something. And you'll be like, yeah, your mother's looking at you already like this. No shame. We've been in those moments where it's just, yeah.
So guys, that idea you have about Africa, delete.
Remove it.
Yes.
Take it into the trash.
This is the richest country.
Stop it.
In the world.
Delete it. End. End that idea you have.
From now on, right, we're the richest country.
What?
Africa is the richest country.
Did you just say Africa is the richest country?
Yes.
No, did not country. Talk about Africa being...
Guys, this is, it's a continent.
Yes, Africa is a continent.
It's not a country.
There are 54 countries in Africa. Don't joke with us.
The flippin' richest country.
We know our things. We're not a country. We were educated. But how does someone think Africa is a country? Like, if you have such good education in your country, where did you know that Africa is a country? Let's talk about the education systems in these countries where people think Africa is a country. Like,
well,
maybe you should have come to Africa to have been educated. Because I've never heard anyone say Asia is a country. Europe is a country. At least Australia, you know, continent and country. You know, you can. But Africa is a country.
No.
You're disrespectful if you do that.
Very.
You're very disrespectful. Can't take that. Okay, well, anyway. What are the misconceptions we have about Africa? Oh, here's one. That all Africans are dark-skinned like us.
Well, all of them are dark-skinned. This is... No, I'm joking. It's a lie. It's a lie.
Africans, we come, listen. There are more colors and shades of Africa than there are in your coloring book.
It's true.
There are so many shades.
We have white crosses, guys.
Really?
He is white, but he's a Xhosa. That's the type. No, I'm saying as in color-wise. The person is a Xhosa, but they're white.
Oh, very light skin. They're white. So we've got the light skin, and we also have, like, Africans that are white, with, like, straight hair or curly hair, whatever their hair is. We have people like that, but they actually are African. Like, they're African. And then we've got, the Arab Africans as well. You've got the Arab Africans, like the Egyptians and so on. Like,
okay,
yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So it's not a bad question, guys. You know, they say normally there's dark beauty.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's that blackness that glows. But I think that's the one they call dark. Not that there's anything wrong with it. I'm just, yeah.
Yeah.
So which country do you, let me not say dark people because it sounds wrong. Which
country? You have to emphasize it like that.
But, which dark country people? Has
what?
Dark beauties? Doesn't which have to specifically, yeah. As in,
yes, it's the whole. It's all over Africa. Congolese girls are gorgeous. Oh my gosh, the Somalian girls, the Sudanese girls, the Ethiopian girls. Hello, woo! But it's literally all over Africa. They are just beautiful, beautiful people. Literally all over the continent. But I personally, I don't support the whole melanin on fleek vibe. I really don't. I do not.
Sorry, I don't know what's that.
Oh, you don't know what melanin on fleek vibe is? Okay, cool. So basically what the Melaleen on Fleek vibes were was when like black beauty became a fashion. Before, it was all about, you know, the yellow-boned girls? Yellow-boned means you're light-skinned, but you're black, but you're really light-skinned. So it was yellow-boned girls were the most beautiful girls, you know, whatever, whatever, whatever. And then dark-skinned girls not considered as beautiful in our society. And then the Melanin on Fleek thing, hashtag Melanin on Fleek thing came up, where we were promoting black beauty, dark black beauty. We were promoting our afros again. Do you know that whole campaign brought down relaxer sales by like more than 50%. Girls actually stopped buying the relaxers to straighten out their hair and just kept their hair natural. But anyway, after they had this whole black girls beauty vibe, which it's not a lie, black girls are beautiful, white girls are beautiful, Asian girls are beautiful, like every race and color and kind and creed is beautiful because God made us that way. But there was this whole thing about, you know, melanin on Fleek. Dark skin is beautiful and whatever, whatever, whatever. I don't support that movement. And there's a very good reason why.
Why?
I don't.
Wait.
First thing is that, so, me, I was feeling like I'm ugly because I'm dark skinned, right? Because that was basically where it was coming from. Black girls feeling ugly because they're dark skinned and lighter skinned girls were put in preference over them, right? Okay. So now, because my skin is in fashion, now I must feel beautiful. What must happen now when my skin is no longer in fashion? And now the thing becomes Asian girls on Fleek. So now what happens to my confidence now? Now must I now sway based on whatever the campaign is? And so I decided I'm not going to subscribe to that thing. I'm not going to. I'm going to decide that I'm going to base my identity on how God sees me and who He has made me. And not based on what the social media hashtag is for that week. I understand where they were trying to come from. But personally for me, I've decided I am beautiful and I would have been beautiful if I was white, black, colored, Indian, Asian, whatever.
Look, I think the story. You're right, but you can look at it also. There's also kids, as in girls, who literally, as in, let's say, they don't get to travel, they don't get to see that there's people darker than them outside.
Yeah.
So, like, I know in school, like, okay, in the school that I was in, since I came to Joburg, guys, I call myself a yellow bone. Because, no, seriously, because in my primary school, I thought I was dark because there was a few black people, but like I would have some of the black people call me dark. Hey, dark. Like they would call me dark. And then, yeah, that used to affect me a lot. But I think also them seeing that there's a lot of people embracing their color. I don't know. I think that could
I get what you're saying, but also for me, I don't want to build a superiority complex. I feel like it came with a superiority complex that we are better than.
Yeah.
Now, I know that's not what was explicitly said, but it came with that in the sense of, like, you know, in the statements that we made.
Yeah.
For me, it was just like, it does come with a superiority complex. A superiority complex is exactly what made the monster that you hate. They thought they were superior. And so you become the monster that you hate when you think that now you're superior. So I think that's something we need to be very careful of, not to think that we are superior to other people because of whatever. And oh, don't worry, your skin does glow, but it doesn't really count for much. Being pretty doesn't count for anything. I really thought, like, just being a teenager, I think we all go through that phase where you think you're the ugliest person on the face of the planet. And then one day you grow out of it and you realize, I'm not too bad. But I used to think I was the ugliest thing on the face of the planet, right? And in that thing of being that way, you bring yourself down. Do you get what I mean? But that's why it's so important that we need to base our identity on who God says we are and not necessarily on what the media says or even what other people say about us. Do you get what I'm saying? But sure, man.
Yeah.
Ooh, the kids were mean, though. Kids can be mean.
Especially at school, guys.
The one time I was, I don't know if I was going to the internet cafe or if I was going to the bakery or what I was doing, but this guy, I don't know, he started shouting at me. I don't know what I did or something. Or I bumped him or he bumped me. I don't know. And I can't even remember. But I remember him saying, yeah, you navy blue, you. You're so sassy, navy blue. That was so mean.
And can you imagine? He sounded like a colored Saturday, guys.
He was colored.
See? Even in my colored school, there was colored. Like,
colored in Africa means that you are basically sort of biracial.
Yes.
Or there's a certain clan that you come from that you'd be considered colored.
It's probably, it could be a white mother and a black father, you know.
Or the other way around. Or it could be that you are initially Khrikwa or you Khoisan and then you have that light skin, but you're not really black, but you are black. But yes, that's what we consider colored here. there's a difference between black and colored in our country, at least. Yeah.
There's actually three. There's black, white, and color.
But you can't...
Yeah, it's...
Listen, Africa is very diverse. Africa is very diverse. We have Indians as well, from India, not South America, but we have our own Indians also. But they are native to South Africa now.
They're ours.
They're ours. South Africa has the second highest Indian population in the world, other than India. That. Other than where they come from, they're ours. That we have our own. We have Indian.
I didn't know that.
Really? The Indian population was initially brought here by the settlers when they wanted to do the banana plantations in KwaZulu-Natal. So they were brought in to work on the banana plantations, and the population grew from there. And that's how we have an Indian population in South Africa. Yes. Can you imagine?
So guys, again, we repeat, change your view about this country, because this country is the best country.
You keep calling Africa a country. Can you stop? I feel like you're being so disrespectful.
Those videos I've been watching of those guys calling Africa a country.
Can you imagine?
Can you stop doing that? Because I've been laughing at you. Now I consider Africa as a country.
Africa is being a country. I can't deal with that statement. Can you just erase it? Okay.
Let's Africa is a continent.
Yes.
Not
erase the misconceptions you have about Africa as a country as well. It's not a country. Okay, anyway. What do we go through? What struggles do Africans actually go through?
As in life struggles.
Yeah, like as an African, as a black man in Africa. What struggles do we go through?
Sure. I don't know. I'm like...
I think one of our struggles is issues with race. Issues with race are a big deal in Africa. As of, like, for a while now, hey, forever, issues with race have been a big deal in Africa.
I agree
and
with
it's
that.
Been not even just issues with race, but issues in clans as well. So in Africa, let me explain. It gets a little bit complicated, right? So you got Africa. Then you've got our countries. Within our countries, we've got tribes and clans and so on and so on and so on and so on, right? For example, in South Africa, you've got those that are Zulus, Xhosas, Pedis, Swatis, Sutus, Tonga, Tswanas, you know? So we've got our tribes and so on in Africa. And sometimes just us coming together and unifying beyond our differences can be a battle. But then remember again that as Christ's body, we are one. We are still one. So I think that's something we battle with in Africa. But anyway, man, if you enjoyed this live, we enjoy doing this live with you. I hope we've helped you understand Africa a little bit more.
We just changed your mind on Africa, you know, on this beautiful continent.
Oh, you said it right this time, finally.
Thank you.
You finally said it right. Africa is not a country. Don't try that. Listen, I will lay hands on you. And I'm not talking about prayer. Okay? Okay, cool. So, where can they find us?
You can find us. You can go. You know, there's that blue thing. It has like yellow. They call it Chrome. So you can go on to Chrome. There's a top search bar. You type www.activefm.co.za and then you will go. Guys, we have too many shows. We have, like she said, my show, The Love Show.
We've got
the Sporting Base.
Everything.
Music, you know.
We've got the Mode. You must know. We've got the
Hip-hop.
VAR show.
Yep.
I like to call it the VAR, but
the VAR.
They call it the VAR. So we've got the VAR show. You can definitely catch us on all those platforms. You guys can catch us on Facebook. It is Facebook.com/ActiveFM777. On Twitter, simply @ActiveFM. And also on IG, our Instagram is @ActiveFM777. Drop us an inbox. Let us know what you think. And don't forget to catch our shows. Fresh every week.
And we also have a WhatsApp.
Oh, we also have a WhatsApp line.
Yes, we also have a WhatsApp line.
So you can call us. Check out our IG and you can catch our WhatsApp line on there if you really want to WhatsApp us. Okay. But anyway, from Jamie Musadi, and I'm not alone, I'm with
Calvin from The Love Show. We saying peace out.
He's not from The Love Show. I promise you, he's not from The Love Show. If it was from The Love Show, he would know that Africa is not a country.
No, I knew. It's just how I kept saying it wrong. I kept saying country, and it's not a country.
this is Jamie Musadi, right here on ActiveFM, and I'm not alone, say it right this time.
And this is your boy, Calvin, from the Sporting Base.
Yeah.
And the House Master and the Love Show.
Sure. Okay, we are signing out.
Peace not the Love Show.
And God bless.
Active FM. Radio has never been better. exclusive for Madras in the House.
Exclusive for Madras in the House.